Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, October 17th, 8:05 Central Time. That means it is time to study the daily New Testament reading. Our guest pastor joining us by phone this morning, Pastor Mikru Bekele from Emmanuel Ethiopian Church in Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Pastor Mikru.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good, good. Tell us about Emmanuel Ethiopian Church in Dallas, Texas.
We are situated in Dallas, Texas, at 11211 Northwest Highway. We meet at Bethel Lutheran Church at Dallas. We have started a mission work, we're still proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to Amharic-speaking Ethiopians, and where our worship is in Ethiopic or Amharic.
Tell us about how long has the Emmanuel congregation been? How long have you been there in Dallas?
We've been here since 2000.
Very good. And proclaiming the good news of Jesus to all people, especially to those of Ethiopian descent there in Dallas. Is that right?
That is right. That is right. We have about, they tell us, we have about 50,000 Ethiopians living in greater Dallas. And so it is a field to do the Lord's work.
Well, very good. We're glad that you are there doing the Lord's work and delivering His good gifts, especially His word, to the people in the Dallas area. Today, we're studying Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 58. Is there anything you'd like for us to understand about Matthew chapter 13 before we read the text this morning?
Yes, this is a parable. Basically, the text, Matthew chapter 13, 44 to 58, have four parables spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ. All of them speaks about the kingdom of heaven. It is very, very important text for enlightening us on the proclaiming of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It tells us of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And so as we go on, we will look to it more closely.
Very good. We are in Matthew chapter 13 this morning, verses 44 through 58, studying with Pastor Mikru Bekele from Emmanuel Ethiopian Church in Dallas, Texas. If you have questions or comments, you can send us an email, kfuo@kfuo.org. Listeners, if you have questions or comments, email us today, kfuo@kfuo.org, as we're digging into Matthew chapter 13. I'll begin at verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. So here we have a parable where it compares the kingdom of heaven is like. That's how many parables begin, is it not, Pastor?
Yes, that is true. It starts with the kingdom of heaven. The Lord has taught us again and again that the kingdom of heaven is near, it's in us. He told us that we seek first His kingdom, and all other things shall be added unto us.
Mm-hmm.
So the kingdom of God is an important part of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, it is here within us. It is here near us. Yeah.
So in this parable, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, and a man found and covered up, and then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Tell us more about this, Pastor.
Yes, yes. I believe this is a parable and speaks one great truth. The field, I believe, is the gospel where we look to the treasure, and that is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Scripture. It is important that we know that the Word is the place where we find this great truth of the kingdom of God and even the precious Lord Jesus Christ himself. The pearl, Lord said, it's a kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. And if you want to know about such a kingdom, you need to know the king. That is very important. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the king, and he is the hidden treasure we find in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
In joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. It's in joy. It's not out of a burden, but rather in joy that he sells all that he has so that he may buy that field.
That's true. That is very true. We know that the kingdom of God is a joyful place. It is God's goodwill in it, which is good for us, for human beings. And this is a great treasure that everybody need to look for. And so the person who sold all what he had shows that when we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the most precious thing in our life, and he's better than anything we have. And he's so precious that we can give everything we have and follow him. And Jesus said that we follow him carrying his cross. And that means in the gospel, it's not like everything is a rose garden. There are troubles and problems and situations like that while we are following the Lord Jesus Christ. But we do sacrifice. It's the gospel of the cross. And we have to see, when we see the kingdom of heaven, a lot of glory, a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, and so it's also a gospel of the cross, where we give everything for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Verse 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and bought it. So now the kingdom of heaven is compared to a merchant in search of pearls.
This parable is much, much more related with the first one. I personally find the Lord Jesus Christ the precious thing I have ever experienced in my last 62 years. That's my age. and truly, it's worth giving everything to follow Jesus. And the good thing is that it is more that he look for us than we look for him. This precious, precious Lord and Savior loved us, and he gave his life to us, for us, on the cross of Calvary. And it is him who come down to look for us, right? Back to Genesis, first chapter of Genesis, we see God coming to Adam. It's not Adam going to God. And therefore, the precious Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God's kingdom is for us. He has given us his own life, and it is important we know that it is him who first loved us. It is him who looked for us. And when we search the scriptures, the word of God, the means of grace, we find him. We find him so precious in our practical life, in our spiritual life, and in our life in this world and in the world to come.
I find it interesting that in the parable, you know, in verse 44 and now in verses 45 and 46, in these two parables, in both of them, someone went and sold all that he had in order to buy the key thing, in order to buy the I guess more valuable thing. Here, it's in this parable, it's a pearl. He finds on finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it.
Yeah, that's they are very much similar, for me, it teaches me of finding the Lord in the gospel, the kingdom of heaven, within the gospel. That is where it is hidden, and we cannot look anywhere else to find this precious, precious Savior, precious, precious kingdom. It is in the gospel, and the gospel only, the word only. Mm-hmm. That's very important. And so if we go to the scriptures and look for Jesus, we'll find him, because he loved us and he revealed himself for us. He is a revelation of God to us. And he's so precious that when you find him, all other things does not matter anymore. Those things that we see so dear and so precious may not compare with this great truth of knowing and following the Lord Jesus Christ and being in his kingdom.
Verse 47, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So here, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind.
Yes, yes. The nets, I believe, is the gospel. Again, we come back to the word, the sea is the whole world, the people in the whole world, and we it is important that we know that the Lord looks and talks about the fisherman, and the fisherman is a messenger of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we go closer in detail, we find that the gospel finds people, all kinds of people, like all kinds of fish, and it is very, very important that we see the gospel and the law and the gospel, the good and the bad, the chaff and the wheat. The Lord has spoken so much about all this, and it is by the grace of God that we were drawn into him and into his kingdom. And the grace of God comes through the word of the net to us. It is not that the fish jumped out of the sea and go into the net. No, it is the net going and hunting and getting the fish back. So it is important that we see the call for those of us who follow the Lord Jesus Christ. He asked us in his kingdom, if we are in his kingdom, that we need to go into the world, find the people, and show them the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ as a messenger of the word of God. We share with them the saving power of the grace of God, which is which we get through the means of the gospel, the word, and the sacrament. So this is very vital for Christians. It's a call from the Lord that we need to go out and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the word will save. This is a guarantee. As the tent goes and hunt or get the fish, the word, it is a word that saves. And we are only a messenger of the word of God. And we should not be afraid of anything to tell the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is the Holy Spirit who convicts you. If we try to convict people or convert people, then we are in a wrong direction. But if we believe and trust the Lord that he will use us and convert people from the world into his heavenly kingdom.
Verse 49, so it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Tell us about this. These two verses, Pastor. The angels will come and separate the evil from the righteous.
Yeah, a solid truth that Jesus Christ is coming again. It's a solid truth in the scripture. He himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, tell his disciples that he is coming back. And as the Lord Jesus Christ truth is that his virgin birth at the Lord's days, and resurrection and even ascension, so is true his imminent coming to us. And Jesus Christ, a king, will sit on his throne and split the good from the bad, and the angels are there to help him. They have not their own power to say, okay, you are saved, you are not saved, or you are doomed, or you are not doomed, but according to the judgments of the Lord, which is really the law and the gospel. It clears my mind, and it gives me such a joy that it is the gospel that saves, and it is the law that condemns.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are condemning are not those Christians or those who trust the Lord, but those who have not seen the gospel, the saving power of the word, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, or Jesus accept, he accept us, but we also yield to his precious hand who pull us out of hell. And so when we trust the gospel, which is the means of grace, then we are saved and we are secured, and our place is secured, that we are going to heaven, or to the kingdom of God, and not to punishment. But those who are already condemned by law and they have not received or enlightened about the gospel and receive the truth and follow the truth, the kingdom, and stay in the kingdom, and they are the one who are going to be judged against.
We're studying the daily New Testament reading. We're in Matthew chapter 13 today, verses 44 through 58. We're studying with Pastor Mikru Bekele from Emmanuel Ethiopian Church in Dallas, Texas. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll pick up on the next parable here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO. You're listening to His Time.
The mission field isn't just overseas anymore. It's right here in your own backyard. If English isn't the first language of your neighbor or friend, and you'd like to share the good news of Jesus Christ with them in their own language, contact the Lutheran Heritage Foundation at lhfmissions.org. LHF has translated and published the Small Catechism, children's Bible stories, hymnals, and devotions into 85 different languages and gives them free of charge to those who need them. lhfmissions.org.
Jesus and the Bible exhorts us to agreement in all biblical teachings. I'm Rod Zwanitzer, one of the four hosts of Concord Matters, a show with that worthy goal, Concord, inviting you to join us Saturday mornings at 10 and repeated Tuesdays at 2 p.m., as well as 24/7 on demand.
Listen to Concord Matters on the Messenger of Good News, KFUO.
On the next adventure in Odyssey, questions surround Hadley's encounter with a burglar at Wooten's house.
And then what did you do?
I shouted something like, "Hey, stop that!" Or, "Put that down!" Or, "Ah!"
Who is the culprit? Could it be a notorious online blogger?
Who is the perilous pimp?
No one knows. It's one of the best-kept secrets in Western civilization.
Find out more on the next adventure in Odyssey.
Saturday mornings at 8:30 on KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. We are studying the daily New Testament reading today with Pastor Mikru Bekele from Emmanuel Ethiopian Church in Dallas, Texas. We're in Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 58. Pastor, before we go on to verse 51, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about the previous verses before we press on?
The second chapter, the next parable will clearly summarize or speak the whole truth. But when we see this parables, we see the kingdom of heaven, we see Jesus Christ, the King of the kingdom of heaven, and there is a lot of comfort in this parable that Jesus is looking for us, and he is looking for us, and he gave us all his life through his death on the cross of Calvary, that we may be with him in his kingdom, and finding him in the scripture, in the gospel, and see that how much he loved us. It's a letter, a book of love from God, because God said that he loved us, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but having everlasting life, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. It's a message, and the message that we need to receive and move on in the kingdom with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Verse 51. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Verse 51, "Have you understood all these things?" They said to him, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house, who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old."
Yeah. the person the parable referred to is a person, a first person, knowledgeable of the scriptures, the old and the new. And so Jesus was giving a parable on this man, that he brought out all his treasures. It doesn't specify the treasure, but we see from the other parables that we have these two things I have referred to, laws and gospel, what the law do to us is showing us our sinfulness. Our sinfulness, our badness, which is visible in the parable and all the three parables, like the bad fish and so on. So it shows us who we are, and we are doomed for hell. That's what it shows us, because we have sinned. And God is so just that he cannot pass sin. He just can't say, "No, okay, I forget about this." No, sin has to be dealt with. And thank God that God gave us his son, his precious son, to take that punishment for us on our behalf. And therefore, even though the law show us how sinful we are, how much we are doomed, and our way takes us to hell, that is the old Testament laws, and then it is a good thing that he brought out also the new, the fresh one, and that is the gospel, the gospel which I have been talking about. God loved us, that God gave his son for us, and that he gave us the grace to be saved and to follow him. This is what come into me when I read this part of the parable, the new and the old and the new. I'm thankful we are in a time of grace where God still looking for us, God still waiting for us to come into his kingdom. But this is not going to be the last thing. The last thing will be, there surely be a judgment seat. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming, and there's a time of separation. And now, we don't have to be afraid of the judgment day. No, this is not the idea of the parables. The idea of the parables is when we hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and follow the path to heaven, to the kingdom of God, then we are automatically within the kingdom, and we are very much secured by the sacrifice, shed blood of Jesus Christ. We receive the grace of God so that we are no longer doomed, we are no longer afraid of the law, because there is grace, abundant grace for everyone to be saved and go to the kingdom of heaven.
Verse 53, "And when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there, and coming to his hometown, he taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, 'Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?' And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, 'A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household.' and he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. So after Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there and went to his hometown.
The thing is, what they are saying is true, because they know him from the childhood in his place, and they know him as a son of Mary and Joseph and brothers and sisters and uncles, and everybody is there. But what they didn't see is that he is the Son of God. And if one have to be in the kingdom of God, then he has to know the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he came as a Son of God. And that's one thing they don't see, because they believe, or they speak of what they see and not of the will, the purpose, the plan of God. And in our physical beings and eyes, we may not be able to see Jesus Christ in the gospel as the Son of the living God. And this is what he is. He is a Son of the living God who came from heaven to earth to save us from the sin that we inherited and from the sin that we did. Thank God that he died for us and rise again from days and went up to heaven, and he's coming back for us. And so we have to see this and ask the Spirit of the Lord to reveal Jesus from the scripture for us. We cannot just read it like any newspaper or any other fiction book. No, this is a word of God that has a power to save us from the world, to save us from sin, to save us from the coming judgment, and it is only the Holy Spirit that revealed. It is sad that they don't see Jesus from his from his father's side, from God's side, if we are just looking Jesus as any other his historical person or teacher or professor or miracle worker, then we miss the whole thing. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us from the scripture who Jesus is, how he loved us, how he is the Son of the living God. And we will find him. We'll find him fine, precious pearl.
Looking over the text as a whole, looking at this last paragraph and the text as a whole, Pastor, what else, is there anything else you'd like for us to learn from this text today as we wrap up our study of the Matthew text?
Oh, yeah. Okay. My concern from the last verses we read is that for all those Christian countries, as we see, are being drifted away from the truth and from the believing of the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is very, very sad, and it is very sad even in the eyes of the Lord. I believe it is time for those who are born into a Christian family and drifted from the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, God is still looking for you. He's still looking for you, so that you may follow him, the God that you have been baptized to follow him, and he is still waiting for you. It's a heartbreaking to see the church being closed, or the Christian the children from the Christian family are no longer believing his divinity is a very sad thing. But the truth is, God still loves us, and God wants the church to come back into its form of his embassy, representing his kingdom on earth. And he wants the children and the young and all adults, now adults, who have been drafted from away from the gospel and the church. It is a call, I believe, even today, I might speak for someone, that it's a call that God loves you and he wants you back. He wants you back to church. He wants you back to the fellowship. He wants you back to his word. And he wants you back on your knee, worshiping him, praising him, singing for him, and receive the joy of the Lord. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. We've been studying with Pastor Mikru Bekele from Emmanuel Ethiopian Church in Dallas, Texas. Pastor Bekele, thanks so much for being our guest today on His Time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for this great opportunity. I loved it. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you and all the saints at Emmanuel Ethiopian Church in Dallas, Texas. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got Creation Club with Pastor Warren Wirth right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.